418, Chavis Alvavas, Perik Sushi, we're going to, the last Perik of Tzer Yichud HaMaisa. Perik Sushi, Avalabi Kairos. Abi Kairos, Alamach Shavu, Shmirasa. Taking care, being on top of it. Being on top of, being critical about one's machshava, one's attitudes, one's intentions, one's thoughts, frame of mind. That's what Yichud HaMaisa is all about. It's all an attitude. It's all in the machshava. In the deed, you can't see Yichud HaMaisa. It's going to be the same. This one's tefillin and that one's tefillin. You say, why'd you put on the talis this morning? I don't know, if I don't go to shul and put on the talis, my wife's going to ask me, where were you? Why didn't you go to shul this morning? So that's not Yichud HaMaisa, or it is, but of a different nature than what we want. A person should, ideally, theoretically, not theoretically, a person b'poil, roi l'chosh lo tesalein. Like we check our tefillin. But what about checking if we ever think about why we put on tefillin? And you say the L'shem Yichud every day, but you're supposed to think about it. So first of all, you're supposed to think about why you're putting on tefillin. And then after you've thought about why you're putting on tefillin, then you're supposed to have the thoughts that putting on tefillin is supposed to engender in you. That's two thoughts. There's the thought of why you're putting on tefillin in order to engender a certain attitude in you, and then you have to have that attitude also. So Roy Lucha, Chavis Alava says, Shlota Saleh Milavakar Svayuno Secha. Think about your ideas, your thoughts. We're very affected by modern day thoughts. We're very affected by the world. We're affected by everything, so we have to check our thoughts. Our thoughts have to be, I said last week, 2 weeks ago, Hashem's always watching us. This olam is just a prozdor to olam haba. Everything only exists because Hashem wills it to exist. These are all things we should be checking out if we truly believe, if we think about it. Rayon of Secha means your ideas. Machshvel Secha is your thoughts. The success or the ruination of your maisim is going to be based on the thought behind it. The value of a maisim, this is the whole principle of Chavis Halvavas. The value of a maisa, two people can put on tefillin. One person it's worth very little, and another person it's worth very much. They're both yotzei. Yotzei is like the bare bones. The you're throwing a bone to Hashem, so to speak. That's nothing. It cannot nothing. Chavis Halvavas says it's very little. Most of the value of a maisa is the thought that lies behind the maisa, the attitude that lies behind the maisa, the value that lies behind the maisa. K'mayshamar achasid, he now quotes a few psukim. Mikol mishmar, from any valued thing, nitzor li becha. More than any other valued thing, check out your heart, your thoughts, your heart. Ki mimenu totzos chayim. V'amar akosuv ki yetzer. Leva Adam Ramin Urav. Everything's totally in the Yetzer Leva Adam, in his thought process, in his values, in what he wants to do. For Omar Kikola Vovos Dorish Hashem, the whole Yetzer Machshavos Maven. That's what Hashem. We determine a person's thoughts by his deeds. That's a human being. But the Pasuk in Shmuel says, Adam Yira. Hashem Yira Lalevov. Hashem determines your ma'isa based on your thoughts. We determine thoughts based on ma'isa, because that's the only way we can judge someone. So you say, what's his thoughts? You say, oh, he's a big tzaddik. He dattens every day with such kavanah. But we're just talking about what we see, the ma'isa. Hashem judges the ma'isa, says the Chodesh HaLavah, is based on the thought behind it. That's how much value he assigns to the ma'isa. V'amar ki korv eilecha adover ma'od, b'ficha u'b'levavcha la'asoso. I'm not quite sure why the Chodesh HaLavah brings down this pasuk. It's b'ficha. But I think la'asoso is the deed. B'ficha u'b'levavcha is the same thing. It means b'ficha u'b'levavcha means that's what you think about, what you talk about. That's what Hashem cares mostly about. And that determines the value of the ma'isa. The reason it says b'ficha is because you engender the thoughts by saying it. If you would say every time you sat down to eat, you say, I'm eating l'shem shemayim, I'm eating to have koyach to serve Hashem. So maybe it's not so true, you know. But if you would say it, you would start thinking about it, and you would start maybe doing it, or maybe you would start off, it wouldn't be yichud ha-maisa, you would start off having that as a motive also. And then slowly, if you just keep saying it, then it would work. After a while. That's b'fichu b'levav chala salsa. For omar ma'ashem alokecha shayu me'im chokim l'yira. Vayirainu ala b'leiv uvrayinu v'machshava. Like a fantastic, it's like such a chiddush the Chodesh HaLavah is saying. You learn the pasuk, so you say yira. Like that's, Chodesh HaLavah is almost like bazaitiking the yira itself, and he's saying, because yira is b'leiv, and it's b'rayon, and it's b'machshava. That's why that's the primary value. Because Hashem wants to know where you're coming from. And Hashem wants to know your attitude towards Him. Are you a Yirei Shemayim? Do you care what Hashem thinks of you? So that's what he sees in the Pasuk. He sees in the Pasuk that the primary value is right to the Leiv, the Yichud HaMaisa. Ulefi zeh achi. Therefore, my brother, shadel esatzmecha, work hard, because l'shtayres ma'asecha l'Hashem. Because the value of a ma'isa is in the purity of its thought, in the purity of its attitude. Va'al yiyu ma'asecha l'rik, v'shtadluscha l'vatala. I've said this many times. Chodesh HaLavah here says it openly. You spend your whole life waking up in the morning, putting on tefillin, tzitzis, davening. Then you say, Laman lo niga lo rik, v'lo ne leida behaloa. That's right. V'al yu ma'asecha lo rik, v'ishtadlus cho levatola. You come upstairs, and there's very little value to your ma'asim. That's what he's saying. Because you never thought about what you're doing. You never thought about the chayvus halvodus of all these things, the yichud ha-maisa. Ka'omro, and the pasuk in Yeshayah says, lama tishkulu kesef v'lay lechem. Listen to what he's comparing it to. You're spending money, and you're not getting your money's worth, below lechem. You're waking up in the morning, you spend Shabbos, right? You spend the whole Shabbos, Baruch Hashem. No one goes to work. Take off a day of work. Then what do you do the whole Shabbos? I'm not talking about now learning as opposed to sleeping and eating chont. I'm talking about contemplating just the idea of Shabbos. Hashem was Bari, right? It's Kaveya, that Hashem's the Bari Olam, that Hashem runs the world, that Hashem created the world. So you say, oh, but I know that already. I don't know if we knew that already, so then why is there Shabbos? Hashem says He's giving us Shabbos in order to constantly hit us. So obviously, It's not that pashut. Not that we think fakert. But what does that mean to us? What does it mean that Hashem is the creator of the world? That leads you to other thoughts. That leads you to thinking that He put us here for a reason. If there's chiddush olam, if Hashem created the world, then we're here for a reason. Well, no, that's the reason. It's everything. This is what you're supposed to think about Shabbos. That's why you make kiddush Shabbos. Think about the words. Why does Shabbos have to do with Vonavachart of Sonikidashta? It's a good kasha. But if you don't think about Shabbos, you won't even ask the kasha. Right? The Dibros Rishonos say Kishay Shisyomin. The Dibros Achronos say that it's to remind you that Hashem took Adam and Tzrayim. So you say, well, how does Shabbos? I thought that was Yom Tov's business, not Shabbos' business. So you start thinking, but it all comes from thinking. But if you go Shabbos, see, then you come upstairs and you want a lot of schar, because even if you kept Shabbos, the Chaim Halvavos is saying that there's little value. That's what the Chavis Halvavos is saying in this parak. If you don't like it, write a letter to the editor. I'm just saying, we're learning now Chavis Halvavos. He's saying the value of Shabbos, he's not saying Shabbos, but this is what he's saying about everything in the Torah. The value of Shabbos is what it's supposed to make you think about, what it's supposed to do to your attitude towards life. So then people during the week, the lohut, if the money, look at the Parshas Hamon. There's two parts to Parshas Hamon. It's a Muridika Parsha. You should read it every day. Whoever reads it every day, I'll buy him those fancy ones with the leather bound. Believe me, I'll buy him a present. Leather bound, fancy one. It's that Hashem provides you every day. But like this, it's such a big deal that the Mon didn't fall Shabbos. And it fell twice on Friday. Hashem's taking care. Hashem's providing. There's so much ideas in Shabbos. There's bitachon. Right? The whole idea that you don't do anything. There's that part of Shabbos too. That's what you see in Parshas B'Shalach. It's not just that Hashem's the Bukri Olam, but Hashem's the Mezim. It's a big deal about Shabbos that you don't go to work. So that's supposed to carry over during the week, right? It's not Shabbos, Hashem's providing. But during the week, I'm providing. Right? So, Loma Tishkulu Kesef, you're spending money. You're not doing everything you want to do. Baruch Hashem, we're all religious Jews. We don't do everything we want to do. We control ourselves. Maybe, but says you're spending money and you're not getting your money's worth. You're not getting your money's worth. V'yagiachem, you're working hard below the sava, and you're not filling up. Shimu shamoa elai v'ichlu tov. That's what the Chavis Halvavos says. Bal tesalam mima sheheiri sichalav. Now I know that this shah was a very funny shah. The first four prokim were very short. Then the fifth parak was perhaps a little boring, he says. But don't be fooled. Lefisha ani osafti lecha b'shar hazeh, klal yisodos mafsidei hamaisum ha-torim lefnei Hashem. As long as you thought parak chamishi was, says the Chavis Halvavos, you should know that I was telling you principles. And each principle, uvechlal kol yisod, Mehem Sa'ifim Shim Mikamat Ein Lahem Sof. It's like Ovos and Toldos. Let's say he said 30 paragraphs in Parak Hamishi, 30 Nisyonos, 30 things that the 30 entrapments of the Yetzirah that he tries to get you to think about or to wonder or to be Mesupik about, what to feel jealous of. Or to think you can get away with something. All those 30 paragraphs. He says, you're bored by the 30. I'm telling you that each of the 30 were just principles, and each one has countless seifim, countless, like an Ovin Atolda. So he says, I'm giving you here, in this shar, in Perek Hamishi, primarily, I'm giving you the secrets of how to achieve Yichud HaMaisa. V'lachein hishomer behem b'chol yichol techa. Ulai, maybe you'll be lucky. It's a lifelong pursuit. It's not like tomorrow you're going to start. V'ulai yizutchu ma'asechol Hashem, v'yitaru l'fonov, v'yiyu mima sherotzu l'fnei Hashem, and it'll be pleasing to Hashem, v'yizkablu l'fonov b'rotzo. Unahag bohem, he says, shouldn't you act with your mitzvahs? Let's say you're buying a refrigerator. So you want a good model, and you don't want one that's chipped, or that's, right, has flaws in it. You want, how you go to Consumer Reports, you do your homework. So he says, Chavir Lavova says, if that's how you act with Olam Hazeh things, and you make sure it's not flawed, or it's not, doesn't have problems with it, it works smoothly, and it's the most for your money, you can do all these things. So when it comes to mitzvahs, you should do the same thing. You want to buy a car. So you figure out what's the best car you could possibly buy, the most for the money. You don't want a lemon. You don't want something that's going to hurt you, that's dangerous, that's going to be bad, detrimental. You don't want the model that's has all the flaws. You don't want a model that's a lemon. It should look nice. It shouldn't turn people off. But you buy furniture. Chas v'shalom, they should deliver it. There's a little scratch in it. Right? I've sat on Dinei Torah. I had to decide if the scratch is, you know, who made the scratch? When did the scratch come? Is it normal that there should be scratches when the furniture is delivered? People go crazy. They bought new furniture. No, you can understand it. And it comes, it's scratched. So, if the furniture scratched, you go crazy. So, what about your nitzchias in Olam Haba? Maybe your tefillin are scratched, and I don't mean the physical bottom. Maybe all your deeds, you're talking about Yichud HaMaisa here. What do you do? Your deeds are scratched. How come that doesn't bother you? You do things L'Shem Kavod, you do things so that people should hold of you, you do things Mitzvah Sanoshim Alumada, you do things because of social pressures, you do wrong things because of social pressures. These are all things that you wouldn't accept in the furniture you buy, or in the car you buy, or in the refrigerator you buy, or in the suit you buy, or in the shirt you buy. You wouldn't accept these things. So why are you accepting him in things that are in Yoni Olam Haba HaKayamim Udvarim Shetzkarabahem Lifnei Hashem Yisala? This is going to bring you close to Hashem. So you want to come to Hashem with scratches, with flaws? V'lochein, therefore, I'm begging you, he says. Ishtadel, now he says a moiridika thing, which, I don't know, it has hashlachot lahalacha. I once told you, someone comes and asks, I've had these shaylos, I get these shaylos. Not often, but not uncommon. Someone comes and says, if I'm going to really have kavana and davening, so every day I'm going to have to just say, let's say, Ashrei and the Halalukas. It's not shaykh. I mean, there's no minyan. I have no way to daven. So, either I'm daven without a minyan, let's say, or he'll say, I can't afford the time. I can't spend an hour a day davening, or not even 100 minutes. I can't. Maybe once a month. Okay. So I've always told the people, no, you have to, this is what the Chazal when Mesakin to Davin, so you have to fit yourself into the framework of the complete Pesukim de Zimra. But now I'm learning the Chavis Halvavus, I'm not changing what I would say, but I'm certain that the Chavis Halvavus would not say that day. Because he says, Beferish, V'lochein hishtadel l'tahir ma'asecha work on purifying your deeds, af im ma'atim hem, even if that will cause you to do less. You will do less ma'asim, but they will be more pure. He's saying that. Yoyser mimashet edadel laharbos shalei l'shem shemayim. If you have a choice, he's not talking about davening. He's talking about, yeah, he's paskening, definitely, but to purify, to really, hama'at ha-tohor hu rav, v'harbei bilti tohor, ein toeles bo. Powerful words. I mean, really, listen, I mean, it's something to, it's worth it to learn the sentence by heart. Hama'at ha-tohor hu rav, you know, with quality, that's a lot. You want to, I don't know if he, I was about to say tztoka, but I don't know if Benodim Achaveiro, he uses the same measuring stick. Because there's aniyim out there and they need the money. So you'll say, I could truly feel for the honey if I give 50 shekel, if I give 100 shekel. I don't know if he would say that. But let's talk about davening. Let's talk about learning. Let's talk about tefillin. Talk about Benodim Lamokom. Hamat HaTohor. If you have a choice, it's really a Gemara. Tov ma'at b'kavana, meharbo shalo b'kavana. It's really Chazal say that. But the Chavis Halvot, so. I don't know. I don't know. But I do know what the Chavis Halvot would say. He would say, yeah, daven every day just to Halalukas. I hold he would say that. That's what he's saying. But he's talking about everything. That's what I'm saying, what he would say. He's talking about everything. I'm not saying I would change. Because the context of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh, who says it, is in non-obligatory parts of davening. But he doesn't say a chilek. He says, Ishtadil atar ma'asecha af im ma'atim hein. What does he mean? He means even if your hishtadlus letar ma'asecha makes it be ma'at. Yoyser mimashet etadu laharbor shloi l'shem shemayim. Ki ha-ma'at ha-tohor, they're beautiful words. Ha-ma'at ha-tohor hu rav, v'harbei bilti tohor, ein toeles bo. Scary, kind of scary. Okay. V'lochein, yishomer b'ma'asecha, penyia im mi'uto, he says, certainly you should worry that you're going to come up to Shemayim, you're going to have very few deeds, and they're going to be flawed. You'll have the worst of both worlds. That's what he says. Not a joke. Lachen yishomer b'ma'asecha, be careful. Penyia im miyuto v'tzimtzumo, you might end up with few deeds and bilti tor l'fnei Hashem. Then you're really stuck. U'penyia matzovcha b'ma'asecha l'fnei Hashem. He says you're comparable to the bird. There's a bird described in Eov. Asher tira akosa that the pasuk describes. Shehu matal beit. So if he goes through the whole tircha, it's like a lo nigal l'rik type situation, where he goes through the whole tircha, carrying the egg, watching the egg, sitting on the egg, and then he finally leaves it. Voizan al pnei aretz, machmas chayse shmir ososom, and he doesn't watch it. And then the egg gets ruined right away. Bali chayim dorchem aleim. Ulefikachainan mafrichos. Kmosh Omar, Pasuk says in Eov, this is depicted by a Pasuk in Eov. Kanaf renonim ne'alosa. The beauty of the beautiful bird. In evra chasidu v'noza kitadav la'oretz beit seho. So it has the whole omol nyegiya of watching over the beits. I mean, it's a beautiful bird. Then it's matel the egg. And it forgets about it. Doesn't take care of it. And then all the oivrim b'shav him, and he goes to the pasuk. Because Hashem created the nature of the bird that way. It has no seichel. In other words, you ruin the potential. That's what the bird. That's what Eov's talking about. The bird. It has an egg. The egg is a chick. It has the potential to become another beautiful bird. And it goes through the hole, and then it just leaves it, and it becomes nothing. Nothing comes of it. It goes through the whole, goes through the whole thing. It's like you go every day, you sit in the shir. You know, you sit in the shir, you listen. For Shibach HaChocham, that's... Chavis HaLovis is pointing out the tragedy of it. The tragedy of someone that works so hard and does so much and doesn't get his money's worth. It's very little value. For Shibach HaChocham, Mishu Behetachseh. Someone that makes sure, and it's that bird is described by the Pasuk in Eov. It goes through everything and then it just is mazniach the egg and nothing comes of it. All the potential of the egg is unfulfilled. In contrast, someone that's zoris and makes sure to do things as the ant, brings down the positive mishlei, lech al namola otzel, the namola takes advantage, it doesn't rest, it works, it takes advantage, it takes advantage of it, it uses its full potential. There's no atzlus there. It has tefuah for the whole winter. You need tefuah for the whole Olam Haba. I really could go on and on and on. This is a little. Don't say you're bored. Same thing every week. Keeps clapping the same thing. Right? If someone's chashivas of something, it gets ruined more carefully. Someone's digging a hole in the ground. Okay? It's pretty hard to mess up. Someone's repairing a watch. In the olden days, right? They sit there with the thing, right? Before the digitals. They sit there repairing a watch. One wrong move. So life is very choshev, Chavis HaLovis is saying. Life is not digging a ditch. Life is repairing a watch. It's complex. It's beautiful. It's deep. It's meaningful. It's complicated. It's complex. There's so much going on. But lefi chashivas hadavar, it's more easily ruined. Just like it's easier to mess up a watch repair than it is to mess up digging a ditch. That's what he says. So, right there. The more complicated something is, the more it could get ruined by it. If you note it from doing it the way it's supposed to be. If you're writing a letter to someone and you leave out a period, that's gefährlich. But if you send an email and you forgot to leave out the dot and you write .net IL and you forgot to put in one dot, it's not going to come to me. Right? You ruined the whole email. If you're writing a letter, just more gas, so you can leave out a dot, it's not going to hurt. But on the computer, which is more complex, more choshev, so you leave out a dot, you ruin the whole thing. So as boring as this perek, as this shara might have been, and as repetitious as it might have been, and as strange as it might have been, but I'm telling you, someone who understands, right, understands that these things I'm talking about are so choshev and so important that the subtleties can ruin everything. Yismenu Hashem va'oscha min ha'ov demoso b'leiv shalem va'osam l'shmo yisale b'rachmov. Nishlam shar chamishi bibir fanich la maisel shem Hashem, vahi shomrus minachanifus. That's how he sees the yichur Hashem. You're not trying to please others. You're just trying to please Hashem. That's in a nutshell. Vahishlam also nishlam achela karishon. Sefer Torah scholars halvot pray to Hashem. My bad. Vetuva yishtabach. So we'll go next to shar hakniya. Why not? We'll go back to just one final. So Yichud HaMaaseh really just is manifested in two ways. One is in doing mitzvahs that it should be done the Shema, and one is the Bechol Drachecha Da'ehu type attitude, that whatever you do, You should be focused on that this is the will of Hashem. So these two areas are the two areas of Yichud HaMa'aseh. Mitzvahs themselves, and anything you do, that it should be done, Lishma, because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Okay.